Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that everyone had a great week. Even if your week wasn't, I hope that you were. Hope that homework was insightful for you. The goal is to be able to look in the mirror and strip ourselves of things that serves us no purpose, whether that may be self-inflicted wounds, childhood issues, or just people. Whatever has to go, has to go. And it sucks because sometimes we like these things. It has become a pacifier. It comforts us. But just like the babies, we have to grow and become independent. We can't rely on temporary fixes. We must be able to dig to the root of the problem and then start to heal ourselves. And speaking of healing, let's go ahead and kick off today's show. Today we will be talking about the sacral chakra. Of course, we were on the root last week. We are moving up, and so let's make a promise right here, right now, that we will still be friends after this episode is over. Will you still talk to me? Okay, you pinky promised at this point. No backsies, okay? So the sacral chakra, the color for it is orange, and the sacral is responsible for your sense of pleasure, well-being, sexuality, and creativity. The last episode, we discussed the root and how we didn't have a care in the world. At that stage, we were still okay being dependent. Now, the sacral chakra, that means one's own place. One's own place. So at this stage in our lives, we start to experiment. And, you know, our curious side starts to come out. This chakra, this energy develops between the ages of 8 and 14 years old. You may have went to your first sleepover around this time, or just started to form friendships or other relationships with others at this time. And also, this is around the age of puberty. Now, we remember how much our body started to change, how our voices may have changed, our attitudes and our tolerance definitely had changed around that time. And this is when our parents wanted to put us out the house. This is around this time when that happened. But of course, as we grow, as we develop more characteristics, we know that teenagers start to get into mischief. And this is because they are wanting to understand everything and they're starting to think that they know everything. I'm sure we all, okay, well, maybe I was just the only one who snuck out of the house a time or two, but whether it was sneaking out or just lying about our whereabouts, even if it was harmless, we still did it. And most of the time, we weren't doing this to go sit at the library by ourselves, whether it was going to the mall or just hanging out with someone. This was around that time. It was relationships, right? But this time, around this time, we were starting to find ourselves. We were starting to learn how to interact and be in a relationship with others. And just a random side note, this is a good point to reflect on how interactions, how our personal interactions and relationships were around this time between the ages of 8 and 14 years old. A lot of times we have issues as adults that has been with us since childhood, trauma that we don't want to address, bandages that are discolored and worn because it's been there for so long. But as we remove those bandages, we have to go back and, you know, have to reflect on why they are there in the first place. How did they get there? How long have these wounds been covered? How did you feel when you got wounded? These are all tough questions that we have to ask. We owe it to ourselves to be as healthy as we can be, physically, but more importantly, mentally. And yes, I said more importantly. But before we do anything, it's first a thought. The average person makes around 35,000 decisions a day. Just think about it. When you open your eyes in the morning, what are you doing? And so it begins. That's where the decisions start. We have enough going on in our lives without the feeling of confusion, without the feelings of betrayal, or the compulsion of sex. Because this is what happens when your sacral chakra is unbalanced. We have feelings of betrayal because this energy is associated with relationships. Of course, you feel like someone may have betrayed you. We have feelings of confusion because our emotions are so strong that sometimes it may feel like it's overtaking our mind and it's so many, you know, so many different emotions going on at one time. It feels overwhelming. But we have control and we always have control. And lastly, the compulsion of sex, that strong urge that keeps nudging you. It's so strong because this energy deals with intimacy, passion, creativity, and sexuality. They are all related in this sense. And not dwelling too much on sex or this issue, but I will say this, not being able to control your desires, not being able to control your urges is a problem. a problem that will lead to many others if not corrected. I told a story before about talents and gifts. Basically, whatever you have, whatever you are able to do, work that gift or that talent that God blesses you with, because He will bless you with many others. On the flip side, if you are out here doing wrong, you're going to get more wrong. We are a huge magnet. Law of attraction. Law of attraction is a universal principle that states you will attract into your life whatever you focus on, good or bad, positive or negative. So when it comes to seeking pleasures, be careful, because we can be attracting the wrong things. And speaking of the wrong things, there are several traits and symptoms of a misaligned sacral chakra. These things go, such as kidney issues, lower back or hip pain, constipation, irregular menstruation, that person may be secretive, tend to use food, sex, or drugs for compensation, fear of judgment, and this person may have nightmares. Now, that was a mouthful, but again, there are so many factors, so many things that factor into each energy. That's why it's so important to pay attention to what's going on within self. We have been taught to, be tough and suppress our feelings. But suppressing how we feel is just adding a bandage, that temporary fix until the issue arises again. The goal is permanent solutions. The same rule applies when healing each energy. Although they are different energies, it's the same method, just different colors. Orange is the color related to the sacral chakra, so we should be wearing orange, looking for the color orange. If we have that color anywhere in our home, hang out in that room for a particular, for a particular time. And we should be eating that color, of course. Oranges, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, carrots. I'll orange it out. Drink orange juice, The element associated with this chakra is water. So don't force things. Of course, water flows, so don't force things. Just let it flow. Typically, I would recommend you to go to the beach or swimming, but of course not in this season. So in the meantime, just run a bath with essential oils. Guys, I suggest you to use orange or sandalwood. Ladies, I suggest orange or jasmine. But these are all healing methods that can and should be used. And pray over the situation. People don't, know this, or they don't acknowledge it or talk about it, but praying is just a form of meditating. So speak to our Creator, of course, and He will guide and lead you. Just be ready. I didn't say this last episode, but speaking is sound. Sound is a vibration, and we should always be seeking positive vibration. With that being said, we should be speaking affirmations. Speaking affirmations is a healing method. Now, some people say affirmations. I like to say mantra. Mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. M-A-N means mind. T-R-A means protection or defend. So we should be protecting and defending our minds daily. Speaking positive, daily mantra, daily affirmations. We should be doing this daily. Now, I didn't give you one for last week for the root chakra, but one mantra that you could say is, I am strong, mighty, and able. I am strong, mighty, and able. I am strong, mighty, and able. Repeat this 3 times whenever is needed. Of course, we know the significance of 3 and how important it is. So we credit all of our affirmations. We like to cite those in 3. For the sacral chakra, where we are today, you can say, I am in harmony with the flow of life. I am in harmony with the flow of life. I am in harmony with the flow of life. And you can just say, I am any of it, just for any of your daily things, for your goals, for your plans. Write it down, meditate on it, and then speak it. Moses was instructed by God to go free the Israelites from Egypt. Moses wanted any, he didn't want no parts of this. He did not want any parts of this. He is hesitant. And so he asked God, when the people asked, who sent me, what should I tell them? God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God is the I am that lives in all of us. So when we are saying our affirmations, when we are saying our mantras, we speak it as if it is already done, because it is. I am that I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another week. We thank you for how you're molding and shaping us into the men and women of you. We thank you for our minds. We ask that you continue to enhance and expand it. We ask that you bless our hearts, heal our hearts during this holiday season. Heal it from scars, heal it from wounds, and heal it from being broken. Whether that person is here or no longer with us, heal us, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good people, as always, this has been amazing. Without you, who would I talk to, you know? I appreciate you for being here with me. Homework is to start healing. To start healing, it doesn't matter which method or how many methods you use. Just use them. Just move. Be intentional on this healing journey. We have to, because again, nobody cares about us. Nobody feels our pain like we do. So it's on us to heal ourselves, and we have to be intentional about it. Love y'all lots. I hope y'all have a positive, stress-free, my goodness, a positive, stress-free week. Sheesh. Until next time, good people.